So in training, don't ever worry about interrupting somebody's self-determinism any more than you would worry about barring the door if a psycho, not comparing the student to a psycho, but if a psycho tried to leave the room madly because you told him to touch the wall. You'd be quite content to bar the door and go on trying to do the process, wouldn't you? Well, that sure interrupted his self-determinism. His self-determinism was to scram. In such a wise, you have to be, to some degree, a policeman in all training. You have to know where to cut the line. You have to know where to indulge freedom and where to impose a barrier. And until you have achieved an agreement on the part of your students as to the workability, the simplicity of the technologies which you're trying to relay, you will find you have to bar many doors. Don't forget to open them up again after they have a reality on what you're trying to teach. In training, the self-determinism which you're trying to bring forward is the actual self-determinism of the person, just as 8C, not an imposed social determinism, which is, as far as we can see, will taking the place of the intellect. Okay.